Welcome to Truth and Circumstances, where we apply the truth of God's Word to the difficult situations of real life. I'm Kyle Lamb, and with me is Greg Birdwell, preaching pastor at Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio. Today we're going to be answering the question, is it okay to warn other people online about a particular business establishment or vendor?
Yeah, like a Yelp review or something like that. I think that's what we have in mind. Before we get into that, I'll just say it's good to see you. It's been a while since we've recorded because this is the first time we're doing this since I came back from my sabbatical. So how's it going?
It's going well. We missed you.
Thank you. I missed you too.
Yeah.
You got your coffee there.
Yes, every morning. This wouldn't work, this podcast, if I didn't have my coffee.
I'm the same way. I got my Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And you see, on the credenza there, the new Coke Zero. Did you hear about this?
I haven't heard much. I can see that it looks almost like regular Coke, except for the very top.
Yes.
Little black line.
While I was on sabbatical, I got word that they were going to be changing the formula of Coke Zero, and I about flipped out. Because why mess with a good thing? So you talk about leaving a negative review online. I was ready to go scorched earth on Coke
before it even changed.
But I did not do that and waited till it came out. And I can't really tell the difference between the new stuff and the old stuff. Some people think it tastes like flat Coke Zero, but I've always liked flat pop, so it's no big deal to me.
Is it instead of like zero sugar? Is it like negative sugar now?
Yeah, I don't know what they did.
I don't know what they did.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't. It was always zero sugar.
Yeah,
I think
maybe they went less than zero. Is what I'm trying to say.
Less than zero sugar.
It burns sugar now when you drink.
Maybe so. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm drinking as much as I possibly can.
You seem okay. So they didn't change it in a dangerous way.
No, it's fine. Okay, so is it okay to warn other people online about a particular business establishment or vendor? We're going to answer this question with the assumption that you've been legitimately wronged by a business, vendor, contractor, insurance company, etc. Okay, so sometimes we may think that we've been wronged when in reality a company is just abiding by its own reasonable policies and we don't like those policies. Occasionally that happens, right? So we're not talking about that. We're not talking about you or me being mad that Chick-fil-A changed the barbecue sauce. They did back in the day. I don't know if you
I didn't know.
Well, they changed it back, so everything's okay there. But so anyway, we're assuming a situation in which you've been legitimately wronged, okay? Deceived, cheated, something like that, okay?
Right. Well, let's start with saying there's nothing wrong with holding a business up to their end of the deal.
Yeah, if you make a deal, there's nothing wrong with holding them up to that end of the deal. Some believers have what I would call a hyperactive sense of forgiveness, where you just overlook every wrong that ever happens. And we're not going to take the time today to go into a biblical theology of forgiveness, but that misunderstands the biblical mandate to forgive. You don't just give blanket forgiveness when you've been wronged.
Right.
And we're talking about a business, not a person.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with holding a business up to their end of a deal. You've made a deal. They don't hold up their end of the bargain. There's nothing wrong with asking them to honor that, to honor what they've said that they're going to do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure. You're saying you don't get extra points in piety for just letting them wrong you.
Yeah, I don't believe that that's the case.
Okay,
that's the case.
Yeah, we also need to consider believers are supposed to be champions of justice and truth.
Right. God loves justice and truth. Isaiah 61:8 says, "I, Yahweh, love justice, and we are commanded to do justice." In places like Micah 6:8 says, "What does Yahweh require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" So As God's people, we're to love justice and truth. Now, admittedly, this that we're talking about here, this is not like a criminal justice case, but we could call it like market justice, maybe. It's possible to view giving a bad review online not so much as exacting justice on our own behalf, but sparing others from being cheated or mistreated. And a lot of people in the Old Testament, a lot of people reading the Old Testament think that really the only reason that God sent the Israelites into exile is that they worshiped other gods. And certainly that was a big problem. But if you read the prophets, there's another element to this, and that is that they were denying justice to other people. They were not looking out for their fellow man. So God cares about the weak, and we should stand up for the weak. And this is one way to do that, but it's by preventing a business or company or whatever from taking advantage of other people. And so it's not so much that we're out to right a wrong done to us, but just to prevent them from doing the same thing to other people. So if you remain quiet after a business has cheated you, you're really making it easier for them to victimize others.
You may not be loving your neighbor. This is what it sounds like.
Yeah, precisely. Exactly. So there's a temptation sometimes to take biblical principles, and we could so we're actually going to talk about one here in a minute about when someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn them to the other to the other also. Some people will want to take that to the extreme and isolate it from all the other principles of the Bible. And you just mentioned one very broad, that we're supposed to love one another. We need to interpret Scripture with Scripture and balance all of these things out. So we're not looking at this as a method of retaliation, but it's a way of loving other people by preventing them from falling into the same scam or whatever that we fell into.
Sure.
So bottom line, I can't think of a biblical reason why it would be wrong to give a negative review online or to warn people online about a business, given a few caveats.
Caveat one, you've given them every opportunity to make it right.
Right. So you don't want to, once you've determined, well, it looks like these people are going to try to cheat me, I wouldn't go immediately out and start beating on them online. Philippians 4:5 says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. I find that just a really cool verse, because reasonableness is not an attribute that you think of as a flashy thing. But Paul is saying, be so reasonable as believers that everybody knows this about you. Man, Kyle's just such a reasonable guy. I mean, that's what the Scriptures are commanding us, to be so reasonable that everybody knows this about you. So we want to be that way with people. We don't want to immediately go out and give a negative review. So give them every opportunity to make it right. So that's caveat number one. If you could leave a bad review, but make sure you've given them every opportunity to make it right. I mean, you bend over backwards giving them opportunities to do
sure.
the right thing. Yeah.
Well, I think, too, you may just be dealing with one employee who doesn't really represent the whole company well.
Absolutely.
I've had an experience where I had a bad interaction with an employee, and I actually went to the manager to express that, and he appeared like he was going to help, but he ended up falling flat as well. I was tempted to immediately, though, after that bad experience, just go straight to do a bad review. Instead I went to a manager hoping that, okay, maybe this is just one guy. And that's a lot of times that, you know, I see that as a retail employee too. People
right.
like say, oh, the Apple store at the Green is, they're horrible. Everybody there is horrible. And they worked with one person, and I'm sure that person actually was great too, because I don't
right.
know what it is about electronics. People tend to take it very personally when
it's, electronics is almost like banking. You just
sure.
people don't want to be messed with.
Yeah, that's true. Well, caveat number two, your heart is right.
Yeah, make sure that your heart is right. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Motive is everything, and it is the case that some acts can be sinful or not sinful, depending upon the motive behind them. Okay, so let me give just a ridiculous example to make the point. Let's say this coming Sunday morning, I just walk up behind Pastor Rick and start pounding on his back with both fists. I'm just beating on him, and people pull me off. What are you doing? Well, what if I said, in answer to that question, I am just sick of hearing about all of this Tennessee Vols stuff. It's ridiculous. Get rid of this wrong shade of orange and get it out of my life. I'm sick of it. I can't take it anymore. Well, what's going to happen in that situation? I'm going to jail. and I've disqualified myself from ministry. I'm no longer the pastor here at Providence, right? I mean, bad things are going to happen. Well, think, though, if I'm beating on Pastor Rick's back and people pull me off, say, what are you doing? And I say, the man's choking. He's not chewing his donuts up before he swallows them. Look at him. He's turning blue. I mean, then what's the situation? I'm a hero, right? Hmm. It's all motive matters. And I would say motive matters in this situation. So in this situation, we got to make sure that we're not being vindictive. It can't be about, I'm going to get you back for what you did to me. It's got to be that loving other people and making sure that this doesn't happen to other people. Because let's face it, some people give reviews in a state of anger to exact some sort of revenge. And my counsel would be that is if you're angry about something and you're tempted to get online and blast the place or person, it's a good eye to just sleep that bomb off. Just give it some time. Romans 12:19 reads, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. It's not like the Lord needs you to exact vengeance on that person. And we've already mentioned Matthew 5:39. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. That's also an injunction against retaliating or taking revenge. So this has to be about keeping other people from being taken advantage of. It can't be about righting something that was done wrong to you, or I'm going to get you back for this. So that's caveat number two. Make sure your heart is right.
Right. Caveat three, you don't have ulterior motives.
Ulterior motives. So are you using this as a way to squeeze the business into giving you something? Hmm. Okay. And I think we've probably all known people who have done this. Maybe some of us have done this ourselves. Many businesses today are so aware of the importance of these online reviews, they will jump through all kinds of hoops to get you not to give them a bad review. And there's a lot of people that are aware of this and are actually taking advantage of it. I know a guy who was not trying to take advantage of this, but this story just illustrates how badly businesses do not want you to leave them a bad review online. I've got a friend who left a negative review online about a gym. Just nothing horrible. It's just this gym is small. There's not enough equipment. And he just genuinely wanted other people to not spend their money out the way that he did. This gym called him, wanted to know, what did we do? What did we do? Is this a personal thing? What can we do? What can we give you to get you to take this review off online? And he was like, I don't want anything. They were offering him a longer membership. They were offering him like protein powders and stuff.
Wow. I mean,
and he didn't want anything. And eventually he just took it down just because they were so twisted up about it. But businesses are willing. And nowadays, they know what those bad reviews do to them online, and they're willing to do almost anything to get you to take them down. So some people will threaten to put up bad reviews just to squeeze places into giving them extra, not what they agreed to at the beginning, but to get more out of them than what they're owed. And so basically, when you do that, you're looking for a bribe. And the Bible condemns taking bribes. Deuteronomy 16:18-20. You can look that up in your own time. People who take bribes have a huge integrity problem. So I don't think it would be wrong to warn a business that you'll be giving them a bad review if they don't deliver what they promised, but that's different in my view. That's different than saying, do this. If you don't give me all of this extra stuff, then so make sure that you don't have deep down in your heart this hope that you're not only going to get what they should have given you to begin with, but you're going to get all of this extra stuff. Okay, so if your heart's right and you're not eating up with vindictiveness and all this stuff, then I think you're okay.
Caveat number four, your words are godly.
Make sure that your words are godly. Ephesians 4:29 reads, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it may give grace to those who hear. So be careful about the words that you use. And this is something that we should all be thinking about all the time. Mm-hmm. But some people might wonder, well, how can a negative review be edifying at all? Well, we could say the same thing about confronting somebody with sin. How can that be edifying? Well, it's good because in that it's leading to righteousness. I mean, words that tear down are just ungodly, and they're pointing people away from the Lord. By the way that you leave a negative review online, you can glorify God by being gracious and just saying, you know, out of care for other people, I just want to warn you about this. There's a way to do this while maintaining a godly reputation. So specifically, I would say no sarcasm, because that in my mind that tends to indicate that you've got something going on in your heart about this. So don't be sarcastic. Don't include any sense of personal outrage. Don't leave personal insults. Just lovingly warn people to look elsewhere. So that would be my counsel.
Sounds like the rule of thumb is don't be self-centered when you're giving negative reviews, because if you're thinking of others, your motives usually will fall in place. Because if you're thinking to get justice for yourself, you're going to say some things that you shouldn't say. And I again think of that example I gave earlier. I was tempted to leave a nasty negative review, and it was actually this passage in Ephesians that kind of held me back from doing it.
Yeah.
I was thinking of self the whole time. I wasn't even thinking of my review as a warning to others.
Right.
So I wasn't loving my neighbor. I just wanted to have some false sense of, I've exacted justice by leaving my review here, but
right.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, it all comes back to the heart, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It always comes back to the heart. So if your heart's twisted up as you're thinking about doing this, I would say just back off and don't do it.
Yeah, sleep on it. That was a good rule of thumb there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, until next time.
All right. See ya.
This has been Truth and Circumstances. You can visit our website at truthandcircumstances.com. If you have any questions you'd like to hear us address on the podcast, you can email those to questions@truthandcircumstances.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and ask your questions there. Truth and Circumstances is a ministry of Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.